With Amex Platinum, you can enjoy access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, because skipping the line makes you the star of game day. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
Down to two holdouts in the NFL. There are only two that we have to continuously talk about. And then, of course, there's Dak's contract as well. We still have to talk about that one. And then when that one's done, we'll still have to talk about Micah eventually. And I'm sure there will be other discontent around the league as we head through a regular season here that launches in just a couple of days from now. Amber and Ian is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. You can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. At Amber W Sports is how you find me. At Ian Fitzsimmons is how you find him. But we are down to just two because Trent Williams, his holdout is now over with the San Francisco 49ers. Ian, the 36-year-old, he got an $82.66 million restructured deal over the next 3 years. He gets $48 million at signing. That includes a signing bonus of $25.69 million. Basically, he wanted money, honey, and he wanted it now. And he wanted it guaranteed. He wanted to make sure, because he still had 3 years left on his deal, but none of that was guaranteed. None of that was up front. And he wanted to make sure that he was going to get it. And I think the San Francisco 49ers were very smart to go ahead and give it to him and restructure this thing, but not add deals. I mean, not add years, rather, to this deal. So they're not actually adding long-term commitment to a 36-year-old.
It was more guaranteed money. Right. He had, as you mentioned, none left. Right. And even at 36 years of age, Pro Football Focus, which is a – they do a remarkable job of grading your performance for any NFL player at any position or any college player at any position. At 36, Trent Williams was graded as the best pass pro left tackle in the NFL last year.
Wild.
At 36.
36. He's
I don't care if he's 46, right? If you're graded as the best pass pro left tackle in the league, pay him. Keep him. And it was a genius move by Trent Williams. This offer may have been on the table, Amber, for all we know, for a week, 2 weeks, you know, 3 weeks. Trent Williams is plug and play. You're not worried about a hamstring or a groin. He's a vested vet that is one of the best at his craft. He is going to be in remarkable physical condition, ready to go. But you don't have to worry about him making some hard cut, right? And pulling a
he's
hamstring
not going full speed.
Or a groin, right? Like we saw Jordy Nelson with the Packers years ago. And we can go on down the list of
receivers in particular.
Amen. Or running backs. Yeah, 100%. Trent Williams, left tackle, San Fran, put him in tomorrow.
Yeah, very different
position. Signed yesterday, put him in tomorrow. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to go. He did say that one of the reasons that he decided to end his holdout was because of what happened to Ricky Pearsall, which I thought was really, really interesting. I just heard that sound on one of our breaks. And he actually had said that what happened to Ricky Pearsall, his teammate who was shot in an alleged robbery attempt in San Francisco, that that impacted him, where he felt like he just wanted to get back around his team, because he said he'd never had a teammate get shot before, and that he only had an opportunity to meet Ricky at OTAs for like the 30 minutes that apparently Trent Williams showed up to one of the OTAs early on, that Ricky had come and sought him out and made a point to introduce himself to him, which had left an impression there on Trent Williams, because there's so many guys on the team and, you know, a lot of guys are new and it takes you a while to get to know guys, but he actually had met.
This dude is a legend, right?
Right, and this dude's a legend, and Ricky Pearsall sought him out and made sure to introduce himself as a new teammate. And so then when Trent Williams heard that that kid got shot and that he hadn't really gotten a chance to be around him because Trent Williams then hadn't showed up for anything else, he said that did actually impact him and actually inspired him in part to end his holdout. So it was, of course, money. It was guaranteed money. It was security. He was very clear about that as well, that that's why he wanted a new deal, because he wanted security, because he's 36 years old. But I thought it was also really interesting that he said he was inspired by what happened
there
his teammate and Ricky Pearsall.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's what's happened in San Francisco. That's all taken care of now. Okay, the 49ers are intact, at least for the season. Then we'll talk about Brock Purdy's contract next offseason. But we have still two big holdouts. One, I think, far bigger than the other, really, because yes, you have Hassan Reddick still holding out with the New York Jets, but they, I mean, they don't know him, right? I mean, he hasn't been part of that team. So I don't know if he's a huge loss there right now for the New York Jets, even though, yes, they traded for him. I'm not sure that's actually impacting how good that defense is this season. But let's talk about what's happening in Cincinnati, because this is actually impactful. Ja'Marr Chase has years, plural, left on his deal, which is why the Bengals seemingly haven't really wanted to get this thing done right now. All these other receivers that we've seen get paid, with the exception of Tyreek getting restructured, but most of these other guys, like the CeeDee Lambs of the world, they're on their final year of their deal. Here you have Ja'Marr Chase. He wants to get paid like Justin Jefferson, seemingly, Ian, but he's still got a couple years left and even team control after that.
And this is one that I am stunned has gone this far. Until I saw the report late last week from NFL Media and the NFL Network, where it was reported that Ja'Marr Chase wants one penny more than Justin Jefferson.
That's so stupid.
Now, these are two very good friends who were, you know, Joe Burrow's wide receivers for the 2019 LSU undefeated national champs. That was the greatest offense in college football that I've seen in 25 years, Amber. I mean, look at the talent on that squad. Forget the Lloyd Cushenberries, who's in the league, right, as a starting center. You got Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, all first-round picks, Joe Burrow. I mean, then you've got guys behind them like Terrence Marshall. You've got Randy Moss's son, you know, playing tight end. All the off, on that offense. Jontre Kirkland is back in the league, right? He's been UFL, XFL, now, you know, played quarterback, wide receiver, and corner on that squad. All on that team. So you can imagine the competition in practice. You can imagine it still runs deep. And when you have NFL media saying that Ja'Marr Chase wants one penny more than what his good friend and LSU teammate Justin Jefferson got at $110 million guaranteed. He wants, again, one penny more. That's from NFL media.
He doesn't even know what a penny is, Ja'Marr Chase.
Coach.
He's never seen a penny at his age.
Right.
Kids his age don't have change.
That's pretty good. Right. But here's the other part of this whole thing. Yeah, they're not even carrying cash, right?
They're not carrying cash.
They are.
Nevertheless, change. You can't convince me.
It's got a rubber band around it.
Yeah, maybe if it's hundos or something. And but there's zero chance that Ja'Marr Chase is walking around with a coin wallet.
But let me ask you this.
Or pennies in it.
when it comes to one penny more, how much of this is a pride thing?
Oh, that's all it is.
Where CeeDee Lamb, you know, when Adam Schefter reported on Get Up that they were only a couple of million dollars apart, CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys, and I jumped off the couch. I text you going, a couple mil? Get the deal done.
When we're talking 136 ultimately,
and then the
right?
number, yeah, and then the numbers come out, and it's
ridiculous.
Not $98 million guaranteed.
Nope, one.
Right, not $99 million, as you pointed out, and you were spot on. It was $100 million.
Guaranteed.
So, how much of that to you is a pride thing with Ja'Marr Chase when it comes to anybody else in the NFL?
100% of it, and we're seeing it over and over again, and we're seeing it in different ways. I mean, with CeeDee's deal, you see $34 million per year. With Justin Jefferson's deal, you see $35 million per year. With CeeDee's deal, you see $100 million guaranteed, not the 98 that was reportedly on the table before that, not the 99 that was reportedly on the table before that, but 100 of the 136 guaranteed. All of it is a game, and we see it in the quarterback market as well, where Tua Tagovailoa, he got, what, 0.1 more than the Jordan Love deal?
Yep.
Or whoever.
Whomever.
I don't,
whichever
I don't,
one. Trevor
whichever
Lawrence,
one.
Whoever.
Yeah, whichever one he was trying to surpass by 0.1, whoever was right below him on that list. We see it time and time again in these markets with these quarterbacks. And now we're seeing that same sort of ego measuring contest, so to speak, with the wide receiver market.
All right, so do you believe Ja'Marr Chase is out there on Sunday?
No, I don't actually, because I think now we're getting to that point and I'm surprised by it. But again, Ja'Marr Chase is in an unusual situation because, again, you're talking years, plural. So, yes, the Bengals need him. And I understand this idea that Ja'Marr Chase has proven himself and what else do you need to see? But okay, that's also easy for us to say, to spend other people's money. I also kind of get, if you're Cincinnati's front office, being like, hey, this is not, like, we don't do this with years left on deals unless you want to play a little ball with us. If you want it now, let's play some ball. And clearly that doesn't seem to be happening here.
I could see him maybe the Bengals coming up going, all right, we'll give you one penny more than CeeDee Lamb. Because there's only two wide receivers. There's only two wideouts in the league right now that are guaranteed north of $100 million. Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb. Then it's a drop-off to A.J. Brown with Philly around $84, $85 million. If the Bengals say, all right, we'll give you a dollar more than CeeDee Lamb, is that enough for Ja'Marr Chase? For me, if I'm Ja'Marr, hell yeah it is, because to your point, you're not 1 year removed from the end of your rookie deal. You're 2 years. And Joe Burrow, you know, is in Mike Brown's ear and anybody else going, we need my guy. This has to get done.
Yeah, but you also, I guess, run the risk a little bit if you're Ja'Marr, because T. Higgins is showing up, even though he's not getting paid. I guess if you're Ja'Marr Chase, you run the risk a little bit of you finding out that you're like, maybe you're not his guy anymore, you know, maybe he finds a new guy because you're not available.
That's Burrow's guy. You know it. I know it. He knows it. They know it.
I know it. And it feels like they need him. And that's where Ja'Marr Chase is rolling the dice and saying, you need me. You're actually going to be competing this season because Joe Burrow is going to be healthy. And so if I stick to my guns here, you'll end up folding. We'll see how it works out. But it's an interesting situation there in Cincinnati. The one holdout that we will continue to have to discuss or hold in or whatever it ends up being here, we'll continue to discuss it until that contract gets done. Coming up next on Amber and Ian, which coaches in college had the best and worst weeks? That's next on ESPN Radio.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
What a week one that it was in college football. We had our first full slate of college football action. There were some highs and there were some lows. Amber and Ian is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. You can find him at Ian Fitz ESPN. You can find me as well at Amber W Sports. So we're going to talk about college football coaches who had the best week and who had the worst week. Do you want to start half glass full or half glass empty, Ian?
Is your head coach of your mighty Gators?
Oh, so
on
you're going empty real fast. We're going negative.
It's a question. Is your head coach on your list
of worst weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely. Okay. How could he not be?
Go ahead, my dear. You were there in Gainesville. The floor is yours.
We can start there. Right. A terrible week. Obviously, a terrible performance from the Florida Gators against the Miami Hurricanes. And it wasn't that the Gators were supposed to win that matchup. We all knew the Canes were supposed to be better than the Gators this season. But Ian, the incompetence on the field, the lack of play calling, all of it was just egregious, frankly. I think the DC for Miami came out afterwards and said that on the film that they studied like six play calls offensively from the Gators, and lo and behold, the first six were those calls. The offense is unbelievably vanilla that Billy Napier's squad is running, and yet somehow still feels like they're making it too complicated in checkdowns for Graham Mertz. And Mertz struggles, the quarterback for the Gators, with the long ball down the field anyways. That was one of his big weaknesses last season, even though his numbers, his completion percentage, that kind of stuff was pretty good. It was dinks and dunks, and he certainly struggled with all of it against Miami. But where we knew they were going to get owned was that Miami O-line against that Gators D-line. That I kept saying leading up to the game, that was going to be a big problem for us. And it was more than a problem. You could get zero pressure on Cam Ward. Cam Ward looked like the real deal. Back there, amazing. But he also had 45 minutes to throw the football.
Yeah, and you're talking about Lance Guidry, Miami Hurricanes defensive coordinator, yeah. who took that. I don't think it was intended as a shot. It was just a matter of fact.
It was
right?
a shot, though. And so that's not helping Napier.
Not intended, right?
Not a good week for Napier. Yeah. And then Napier doesn't know how basements work in the state of Florida.
Go ahead and play it.
You haven't even heard this, Ian, yet, so we got to play this.
You told me about it this morning. I was catching up, coming back from Vegas and everything else, and you know, going back and watching some games. And we were on a conference call earlier today, and you brought this to my attention. I had not seen this, but you told me about it.
So my coach, Billy Napier of the Florida Gators, he ends up taking a shot at Gators fans. Take a listen.
We got to go to work on the football part, you know, and I think we got to get more, we got to become a more consistent team, and we have to execute better. And if we can focus on those things and not necessarily what some guy in his basement saying in, you know, rural Central Florida on social media, then we got a chance to get better.
There's a few problems with that sound. First of all, the whole "we have to work on the football part," I think actually might be the worst part of that sound, because I feel like that's what he should have been doing. Like, isn't that kind of the thing here the last few years? But also the fact that you think there's basements in the state of Florida. We're at sea level. So, you know, you can't dig, Billy. You can't dig. That's not how it works in this state.
Yeah.
You can't dig down, buddy. That's not how geology works. But taking a shot at your fan base shows a frustrated coach. It is week one, Ian, and what you don't do when you get your butt whooped is take a shot at anybody in your fan base.
Yeah, that I'm a huge fan of Billy Napier, going back to his days at Alabama as a head coach at Louisiana, where he didn't lose. I thought it was a brilliant hire.
I just, for some reason, too.
I mean, that you can't do. What he just said, I'm with you. You cannot be taking shots at anybody screaming at mom for meatloaf, whether it's on a porch or, again, to your point, there are no basements in Florida or Louisiana where he came from beforehand, right?
Right.
So
that's true. He should be familiar with that problem.
You should not be calling out your fan base after you got thumped by a rival that you hadn't played in a long, long time. Damn, that hurt.
Yeah, that rivalry doesn't happen nearly often.
No. It needs to happen.
It's a fun rivalry.
So,
it's still a vicious rivalry. And, boy, was that game disappointing. Or right, give me something
Mike
positive.
Mike Norvell. I'm going to go. Look, Florida State.
Oh, not positive. That ain't positive. Okay. But it makes me happy.
Florida State. I was shocked. And he owned it. He wasn't calling out fan bases. He owned every bit of it. DJ Uiagalelei looked horrendous again. Defensive front looked horrendous again. And kudos to Bill O'Brien. People forget how remarkable this man was, taking over for Joe Paterno in one of the worst situations. The only one I can think of in the last 25 years that was worst. The harder to take over than what OB did at Penn State was Matt Rhule coming in after Art Briles at Baylor.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that one was
That's
worse.
One and two. That's the list. That's the list.
Yeah.
And OB won at Penn State.
Yeah.
And, man, he came in and beat the ever-loving snot out of Florida State. I'm going to go Mike Norvell. You owned it, but damn, 0-2 in conference play, it's going to be hard to make even to win the ACC, which is the only route they have to try and make the college football playoff. Positive, I'm going to go the number one positive for any coach is Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
Lincoln shut a lot of people up week one going, here's our new defense, and – And Amber, I try to tell everybody, Miller Moss is going to be a star.
That's not the part that surprised me. And frankly, it didn't surprise me that offense still looked good. What surprised me was the defense. That's what surprised me. Like, that he actually fixed that problem because of how unbelievably inept it was last season.
Yeah, I mean, they got after it. And Garrett Nussmeier had a hell of a game. Yeah. But, man,
I think that'd LSU is going to be okay.
Oh, they are still alive for the college football playoff. I'm going to give a hell yeah to Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach, for beating Virginia Tech, and a hell no to Brent Pry, head coach Virginia Tech, who some people have as a threat to the ACC. And then I mentioned him, Bill O'Brien. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, give a golfer's clap. Mm-hmm. Week one, BC, congratulations.
I thought the worst thing to happen to Bill O'Brien was what happened the week before to FSU, right? Because I thought, if you're Bill O'Brien, you do not want FSU coming off of a loss, you know? So that's the worst thing that could have happened to Florida State. And then yet, ain't nothing but a thing. Boston College, and they were dominant in that game. I couldn't believe it. I really could not believe it. I mean, they kneeled at the
opening
end
kick
against
to the final
FSU.
Whistle. Yeah. I mean, they dominated
at
that
FSU's
game.
House. They kneeled.
100%. And then Dabo, look, Georgia's going to do this to a lot of good teams. So I'm not hiking my leg yet on Clemson. But that second half was rough.
It was really rough. And everyone's talking about the transfers because, of course, Clemson doesn't have transfers. Where they're one of only four teams. The other three
NIL,
in FBS
portal,
are all military. But Georgia only has two transfers. So that narrative's driving me a little crazy. It's not like Georgia is really crazy in the transfer portal either. And yet Clemson's still having a hard time. Coming up next, we'll continue on with this conversation. Plus, we'll find out what is a big deal and what's not a big deal right here on ESPN Radio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network. In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
A lot of ground today. We've got NFL season. Two sleeps, as my five-year-old would say, Ian. Two sleeps away. Are you ready? You ready for NFL season? Because we are in the midst of college football season, and that thing kicked off with a vengeance. And that has been keeping us alive the last 2 weeks, giving us life. But now the NFL is going to get thrown into the mix. And does that mean that you're going to start your insanity of being on the call for college and NFL games? Do you have any of those weekends coming up, or do you have a little break?
I think my first doubleheader is not till mid-November or mid-October. So I've got about a month and a half before our crew does a college and pro game in back-to-back days.
All right. So
which that's when I come in on Monday here, and Amber is like, all right, let me stretch. I'm carrying this damn
thing. I'm about to carry the show.
Kind of like right now in this entire evening where I got stuck in Vegas after my red eye got canceled after the game on Sunday. So there you go. Yeah. You've done a great job tonight.
You never want to be stuck in Vegas for more additional. I know it sounds fun.
No.
But it's always a terrible idea.
Mentally, when you're prepared to leave, like, get me home. No.
So that was Ian Fitzsimmons' travel nightmare yesterday. But he did, in fact, make it back to Dallas. And now it is time to find out what is the big deal and what's not a big deal.
It's making headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
But is it a big deal or not a big deal with Amber and Ian?
And our producer, James Steele. Hello, James.
Hi, guys. Shohei Ohtani could be on his way to another record-setting accomplishment in his first season with the Dodgers after signing the largest contract in MLB history. Ohtani earned a membership into the 40-40 club on August 23rd against the Rays when he stole a base in the bottom of the fourth inning and then hit a walk-off grand slam. Ohtani became the sixth MLB player to join the 40-40 club and the first since Ronald Acuna Jr. in 2023. He could possibly be the first player ever to be a 50-50 guy. 50 homers, 50 steals. Ian, big deal, not a big deal.
Hell yeah. Anything the man does is a big deal. He breaks a wind, it's a big deal. I mean, yes. And to be the first to 50-50, absolutely it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's obviously a huge deal. Right now there's a story on the Wall Street Journal that's talking about how Ohtani's not just putting up these insane numbers and stats, obviously, and breaking these records in baseball, but also driving tourism to the lowly city of Los Angeles that needs it so desperately, apparently. But it's funny, though, that he's creating a whole economy driving tourism to that place because he's Shohei Ohtani.
Wait a minute. Driving tourism to Los Angeles?
Yes. Apparently, there are people. Apparently, he has this whole contingency of people that end up traveling, I think, over largely from Asia to witness him in person who otherwise wouldn't be coming. And so they are specifically naming, hey, we want to see Shohei Ohtani play in person. And people from around this country as well. So you're driving tourism. And of course, it's funny because it's California. It's not like, you know, I mean, tourism's, you know, kind of one of their strong points.
Kind of their things, yeah.
It's kind of
one of their go-tos.
He's still affecting the economy out there in a positive way.
To Amber's point, my daughters have not gone to a Texas Rangers game until last season, of course, bandwagon, right? Mm-hmm. But in the middle of last year, in the middle of this year, it was Shohei's coming to town.
Yep. Got to see it. You got to witness it.
From the teenagers to the baseball diehards, right?
Yeah.
He and Aaron Judge are a must draw and must see if they come to your town.
The Angels are not going to honor him, though. He's back there. Did you see that? They're not gonna do anything special, apparently, when returning to that stadium. They're not gonna give him his due. But yeah, obviously it's a big deal, James. Everything this man does is a big deal.
Sitting at 44 home runs, 46
Woo!
Stolen bases.
He's pretty good, I hear.
He can pitch.
Really? I didn't know that. It's crazy.
Not currently, his arm.
He does. Well, no, I think he can. I think he's just not.
Yeah, he threw off the mound last weekend, right? For the first time since Tommy John.
A quick math suggests that he has 24 games to hit 6 home runs and steal 4 bases.
Seems possible.
Give me the yes on that one.
Seems possible.
As we all know, the Steelers have a new quarterback this season, Russell Wilson. Their old quarterback from a couple years ago, probably a future Hall of Famer, Ben Roethlisberger, shared his concerns about the Steelers quarterback situation on his podcast, Footballin' with Ben Roethlisberger. He said, quote, "My concern is if Russ struggles, that Justin fan base is going to start to kind of grow. We saw last year Mitch Trubisky was a starter. As soon as he starts doing bad, they're chanting for Kenny. And then when Kenny struggled, they start chanting for Mitch. When you have two guys, it can be tricky, but I know Coach T can handle it. It's going to be a unique situation as the season unfolds." Amber, big deal, not a big deal. Big Ben, breaking down what he's worried about the Steeler quarterback situation.
I mean, that's what everyone says when you have two guys, right? But even when you don't have two guys, they can be rooting or chanting for the other guy. You just saw it last night in the FSU game, and they were quite literally chanting for the backup quarterback there. The Seminole fans were, because they were so disgusted by Uiagalelei's performance there for FSU. So you end up in that situation either way. But I guess I understand what Big Ben's trying to say is that in this situation, when you have two guys who could have won the job and you didn't feel very confident about which direction they were going to go, that the voices could get very loud if things don't go well for Russell Wilson. Although I'm not sure that's anything particularly new in the quarterback market.
Yeah, I'm with you. Not a big deal what any former quarterback has to say about his former team's current quarterback. Sum it up.
Oh, you feel like Big Ben's being salty about it?
No, it's just he's not there practice every day. He's not seeing it. Do I think Justin Fields should be the starter? Yeah, but you and I talked about it last week. Russell Wilson, we knew, would be the starter.
Right.
But I think at some point during the season, Justin Fields replaces Russell Wilson. But what any former quarterback has to say about his old team's current quarterback situation, to me, is not a big deal.
Frankly, if they were so worried about Justin Fields replacing Russell Wilson, the calls for that, they wouldn't have brought in Justin Fields to begin with.
Great
point. I mean, they already had Russell Wilson, right? So, like, that's obviously not a situation that they're particularly concerned about. They wanted the insurance so that they could, in fact, go to Justin
Fields. If we're wrong about Russ, we've got this
guy.
Right.
Yes. That's actually the plan, or so it feels like. Anyways.
I tell you what, Yinzers love themselves backup quarterback. Let me tell you something.
Well,
all right.
Well, I don't know if you've got one. You've got a guy who plays that position.
I'm saying they love backup quarterbacks. That's all. ESPN FPI has picked the Lions to beat the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Ian, big deal, not a big deal.
Wait, whoa. Did you say FBI?
FPI, yeah.
ESPN FPI?
FPI, yeah. The FPI.
I don't even know what that is.
They've
what is
simulated
that? Football
the
Power
entire,
Index? Is that what
they,
it is?
They simulated the entire season. Football something index.
Power
right?
Index sounds about
Power
right.
Index.
Let's go with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's it. Power, that's the P. They simulated the entire NFL season. And the Lions beat the Chiefs in their simulation to win the Super Bowl. Big deal, not a big deal.
Not a big deal. I'm moving on in a hurry. Amber, it's all yours.
Is this a big deal that the Lions are beating the Chiefs in a simulation? No, this is not a big deal. There would have been all sorts of teams that would have beat the Chiefs, I would imagine, last year in simulations. The Chiefs weren't even the one seed last year. Remember that whole thing? Remember we made a big deal about how they were going to play a playoff game in the first round for the first
time
ever?
Yeah, they were the 3 seed. They were the 3 seed.
Remember how we thought that was going to be the kryptonite for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Hey, Amber, until 15 ain't playing quarterback for the Chiefs, it's not a big deal if anything negative comes up about the Kansas City Chiefs.
But the reality was their regular season last season, if you were running simulations, computer models based on their regular season last season, there probably would have been a few teams that would have been slated to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Just plays out differently in the real world.
Yeah, that's why she has the big brain, because she has two brains right now in her body.
I do actually have two brains.
Yeah. All right. Former Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh has returned to the NFL, obviously the coach of the Chargers now. But the beef with the NCAA remains. In an ESPN feature on Harbaugh, the 6-year-old coach of the Chargers launched another scolding comment in the direction of the governing body of college athletics. Quote, "They've been keeping money away from players for decades. They just got hit with a $2.7 billion lawsuit," Harbaugh said. "They have no credibility. That's the truth." Ian, big deal, not a big deal.
Well, this is a big deal when it comes to the players, not what Harbaugh said. It's two different things here. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, right, with NIL on the portal. And that goes back to Mark Amrott, the former president of the NCAA, where the current president is actually a really good guy. I haven't gotten when I met him at the ESPN College Football Seminar. I used to blast him also, and shouldn't. Mark Amrott's the one that created this whole thing by not putting guardrails on NIL on the portal. So what Harbaugh said is not a big deal. What the current situation of college football is they're trying to put a salary cap now on what schools can or cannot pay players. That is a big deal. What Harbaugh said, Amber, isn't a big deal.
Yeah, the NCAA has been working to resolve all their antitrust litigation, and then simultaneously they're working to go ahead and try to get anybody involved, including Congress, to try to implement, like you suggested, essentially what would amount to a salary cap and try to put down some parameters in a world where they're way behind the buck because, like you said, they failed to do it years ago when they should have seen this entire situation coming and they weren't rendered powerless. And frankly, they would have been in a better position back then to go ahead and allow NIL, but also allow it with regulations, or back then allow the transfer portal, but allow it with regulations. Instead, they sat on their hands until courts forced them into those scenarios. And by the time the courts forced them into those scenarios, then all of a sudden the NCAA basically had no power left. And so that's what they're up against. That's what Harbaugh is referencing there. What he's referencing is essentially powerless NCAA. If the government gets involved, if something's happened, if there's more litigation, we'll see what happens in the future. I do think that one day there ends up being some more parameters instituted in this world right
How?
Now. It feels like the wild, wild west.
You're a lawyer. How? I mean, 60 seconds on this. I know James Rombard.
Well, no, there's not. There's way more than 60 seconds on this to go through, but I mean, and realistically, and I mean, if in fact the government also gets involved in this stuff, which is a whole different conversation, then you're talking about circumventing all sorts of stuff to institute some rules. It's a very messy situation that these college sports are in.
Could have avoided the moment this happened.
They sat on their hands for they denied the future for so long that the future came and almost passed them by. And so now they're scrambling to figure it out on the back end. So it's complicated, but I can see a world where they do end up getting a little bit of that control back. We'll see what that looks like. Of course, right now they still face, I mean, like they just settled another $2.8 billion settlement for an antitrust lawsuit. I mean, this is the sort of stuff that the NCAA has been dealing with. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about something way more important than any of that. Press box food. That's
oh, come on with some baby
ESPN
back ribs.
Radio.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fade away jumper from the left wing, hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona called 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts 1-800-327-5050. Iowa 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico called 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Ian and I both had a weekend because, of course, it was week one of college football. And now both of us have lives that largely revolve around college football. That's new experience for me. This is something that you've been experiencing for many, many years, where your weekends quite literally revolve around whatever college football game you were at on the call for right here on ESPN. This weekend, you were in Las Vegas, Nevada, neutral site, neutral territory. Had you done a game there before?
Oh, many. Yeah. Pac-12 title games. I did, you know, Raiders Giants last year when Daniel Jones got hurt, right? So Pac-12 championship games and a few Raider games. But this one was different because our crew, we like to go out. Now, when Kelly Stauffer gets to a town, that man is watching so much film. The former, first-round draft pick out of Colorado State quarterback, our color analyst, he gets locked in. John Madani, our producer, Mark Hestershire, myself, we like to go and explore. Well, we were with Beth and Roger Armstrong.
Hold on. So Kelly's working.
Yeah.
And the
on
rest
Friday night,
of you.
Yeah, yeah. Or Saturday night, in this aspect. Saturday night, yeah. The rest of us go out and we have our production meeting, right? And we will just basically text Kelly, here's scene set, give us your thoughts, and then we will go over game notes, everything else over dinner. That is dinner is literally our production meeting. But this particular trip, we had Beth and Roger Armstrong with us. Beth Armstrong is Tiger Woods' right-hand person for our Marcella Golf Club at Deer Valley. But they go down to Vegas a ton because of Tiger Jam. Tiger Woods used to have his charity golf tournament in Vegas. They know it very well. So having a local, a kind of a pseudo-local, right, involved, they said, we're going to take you to this barbecue joint. I'm like, I live in Texas. Right. I'm going to Alabama.
Right.
We're in a barbecue joint?
In Nevada.
She said, trust me. Okay. Soul Belly Barbecue. Get in. And they're going.
Good name.
Oh, phenomenal.
You're on the right track.
Baloo's in the background. It is in the middle of nowhere. It's a haunt.
And so this is nowhere. This is off the strip.
Well away from the strip. I mean, it was awesome. When I say awesome, when the young lady comes up and says, all right, our special tonight is baby back ribs, chicken fried. I went, what? Run that by me one more time. We deep fry baby back ribs in a chicken fried type breading. You ever had chicken fried steak? I said, yeah. I'm from Louisiana. Went to Alabama. I live in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, I know chicken fried. She goes, well, you're ordering these. I went, yes, ma'am. Amber?
Sounds like a heart attack on a plate.
Coach.
So thick breaded ribs.
No, it wasn't thick. It wasn't thick at all. It was a very thin breading on the outside of the ribs.
But like a bread crumb breading or whatever.
Yeah,
like the same stuff on fried
chicken.
That's
a great way to describe it. It was a very thin, crispy layer outside of the baby back. And when I say
deep fried in the fryer,
fell off the bone, a sweet start and a spicy finish.
Sweet and spicy.
Damn. I mean, I'm like, oh, my. It showed up with six of them, right? I ate three, gave the other three to Roger. And then the dirty fries, which were the thick steak cut fries with some kind of sauce on them. It was some cilantro, burnt ends, brisket burnt ends. And it just mixed into these French fries with all this sauce. Oh, my gosh. We should have ordered three of these damn things. I mean, my left leg went numb. Couldn't feel my right hand. It was awesome. That is life on the road. That was week one. Meal one.
Aren't you supposed to be on a diet or something right now? Didn't
you I was supposed to be
like
210. I was supposed to be 210 by the start of week one. I came in at 215.3. And I don't want to get on the scale. The door to my studio here in my house is open. My wife can probably hear this. She had no idea I ate a cardiac arrest, right,
yeah,
for meal one.
That is what you ate.
I might be put on my birthday suit and being put on a scale right after we get off the air, right?
Now I know why you gain weight every year when you're on the road.
Amber,
because I would think that I would lose weight if I had your schedule.
No.
I would think that would be the best for me to lose weight because you're so damn busy. And you're running up and down the sidelines the entire time.
You've worn games with me.
I know. You never stop. You're up and down, up and down, up and down the sideline the entire time. For all of your reports, getting sound, hearing what the players are saying, trying to hear what the coaches are saying, all that kind of stuff. Not even to mention, like,
are you turning down
on the field
chicken fried baby backs? I've never heard of that.
I haven't heard of that either.
It was amazing.
I would try it, but that's the type of thing.
It was awesome.
Sounds really heavy. Like, that's the type of thing that for me, I'd probably be solid, like, just having one. And then I'm like, all right.
James, what do you got?
Yeah, so Carlin versus Joe is doing this thing where Joe thinks the Jets are going to be good and Carlin thinks the Jets are going to be bad. And they're making everyone pick a side, Team Joe or Team Carlin. Uh-huh. But anyway, they were talking about this and trying to decide who was going to be on what side with the hosts. Okay. And here's what Joe had to say.
Right now, I see Canty lining up with you. I see Amber Wilson lining up with you. Pregnancy brain's a dangerous thing. Just throwing that out there. That's going to get me in trouble. Don't play that later for her to hear that, please. I just realized as I said it, I was like, she's too smart. She's going to end up hearing that. She's going to destroy me for that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did a hell of a job. Did a hell of a job on the show this weekend, her and Zaz. And Rashawn Jennings, too, by the way. That was great. That's jealous that they got to do that.
That looked awesome, and I was very jealous that they got to do that, and they're going to be doing it all year throughout the season.
So, I mean, and talk about trying to dig your way out of a hole that you just dug. I mean, immediately trying to butter me up after the pregnancy brain comment. It's what Ian already said. Now, pregnancy brain is a real thing. But only
100%.
Only we can play that card. Okay, you have to actually be pregnant and have, you know, been pregnant yourself in order to play that card. Then you can play that card like, oh, it's, you know, I'm not responsible for such and such because pregnancy brain, it's a card you play when it's convenient for you. But also, I've got it, like Ian just said, I've got two brains right now. Nobody else can, none of you people can say that.
I know, fact right now, after talking about chicken fried baby back ribs and loaded dirty fries, right now you're going right to the fridge or the freezer going, what in the hell is in here?
You did make me
because you are on baby brain right now.
But I've got two brains. I'm not sure Joe Fortenbaugh even has one brain. After
100% correct.
Coming up next here on ESPN Radio.